Hey everyone, we are here today as the Poutine Podcast. I'm Blake, aka Goofball1. This is
Lucas, aka Goofball2.
And I'm Carter, aka Goofball3.
And we are the Poutine Podcast. So, do you guys have like a random skill that you can genuinely just do? Like you don't need anything. Like
I don't need anything, like I wouldn't have any props or anything.
Yeah, like you don't have like do you have photogenic, or like, can you make a clover with your tongue?
I have a couple.
Oh, yeah, I can do that.
You can make a clover?
Hmm?
Damn.
I can make a clover with my tongue, but I can pretend to cry. But my eyes change color.
Your eyes change color if you cry on command.
No, like, they just change color randomly.
Like completely different color? Like purple?
I'm not gonna have, like, the white part stays white, but the inside could go from like blue to green or green to gray.
Does it switch back?
Mm-hmm.
You've never already noticed?
I can wiggle my ears. Like,
I can also wiggle my ears.
Yeah, I feel like when you are young, that's the most impressive thing in the world. If you can wiggle your ears, you're the most popular kid out there, bro. I used to be able to wiggle my ears. I can no longer.
It's a skill issue. I still can.
What I thought was very, very cool when I was younger is I could raise my eyebrows.
I can also raise my eyebrows.
Now I feel like everyone can.
Can you raise one eyebrow?
Huh? Kind of. Like it's kind of scuffed.
Hit that
brain. I can do it really well.
Why are you doing it? I'm not even doing it. But like... Yeah,
I
can't believe you can make a clover with your tongue, though.
I don't know.
I can't do anything with my tongue. I'm awful.
Here.
Why are your tongues inverted?
So.
What do you mean inverted?
I mean, you try to move them up, it goes down.
I don't know what you have.
I'm just awful with moving my tongue. Like, if I'm at a dentist or something.
So, pretty much. Okay, so. You know how you can bend your tongue and do, like, the hot dog tongue like everyone can?
No.
You can do what?
I cannot bend my tongue into the hot dog tongue.
Like, you know the hot dog tongue where you just curl it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Can you do that?
Do that first.
I can't
do that. And then, like, pull back. And it, like, pushes it in.
I have to use my teeth to even get the hot dog curl.
Mm-hmm.
You're using your teeth though too. Like, how is that? That's just how.
I don't know how we did this.
Hurts. Yeah.
All right.
So, I don't know. Your words are doing it wrong.
You know, Mr. Goofball1 here. I'd like to confront him.
Oh no.
You know, this is called the Poutine Podcast, but this kid here, he despises poutine.
It says I don't like gravy.
But can we just talk about
French fries are good. French fries are W.
Poutine podcast if you don't like poutine.
Because I'm the most Canadian, trust. I don't even eat maple syrup on a daily basis. If I'm having waffles, I use normal syrup or whatever. I don't use maple.
Yeah, neither do I. Maple's disgusting.
Maple's kind of bad.
Maple's good.
Maple's all right.
I just like to clear this up, Americans. We do not live in igloos.
Facts. Wait, have you guys ever? Do you guys like French toast? Is it?
Yes.
Hate French toast.
You're weird.
Decently.
Like
I like it a bit.
My papa used to always make French toast.
Like, have you ever had butter chicken poutine?
I've never had butter chicken.
Not poutine. I've had butter chicken though.
It's like butter chicken on top of the poutine with the cheese curds and stuff, but there's no gravy and it's just butter chicken.
Okay, that actually seems good. That seems good. That actually seems good since there's no gravy.
What do you think?
It's really good.
Oh, honestly, let down since of our goddamn clouds.
It's hella let down.
Like,
I wanted to go blind.
Yeah, same, bro. I wanted to not have those glasses up and stare at it. I mean, it looked cool on the video, on the NASA thing. That's solid, honestly. Mm-hmm.
Like, when I went all pink on the edges?
Yeah, the purple and pink? Yeah, that was insane. Mm-hmm. Or when it was kind of coming back, like, you know, how the moon was moving one way and it covered it then, but then it kept on moving and it wasn't fully covered anymore?
Yeah.
Yeah, like that, like, you know how it was just a blinding light and then, like, kind of purple and then orange.
think it's like that normally. And they were, like, changing the resolution because it went black and then it went to, like, the little orange and black.
Yeah.
I think that was them just changing how much they're letting go through.
Yeah, I do kind of agree with you. I don't know. It was kind of a letdown.
I don't even know if that purple was supposed to be there, if it was just straight lag.
No, I think, from images, you just see, purple all around it.
Could have been hella lag on our end, though.
We were in.
No. The NASA people were saying something about the pink color on the outside.
No, were they?
Yeah, they were. I was listening.
I wasn't.
I just searched it up on Google, and there's this instant animation, bro.
Oh, yeah, there is.
I don't see any.
Oh, there's a little bit. Oh, there's.
I only see white around it, which is what we saw.
But with a bit of pink flares.
Mm-hmm. Nah, no, actually.
One thing that I just like to bring up. Okay, this is kind of weird, but you know how sometimes of Skittles, they cause, I'm pretty sure it was heart cancer. Specifically, sour Skittles.
And where did you find this out, YouTube Shorts, kid?
Not YouTube Shorts.
Wow.
Or YouTube.
Bing Shorts?
Or your Wikipedia.
Bing Shorts, huh?
No,
huh?
YouTube.
YouTube?
Yeah, there is Bing.
A video or Shorts?
A bit of both.
You YouTube Shorts, kid!
I know how I said I wasn't either YouTube Shorts or YouTube. That's because it was combined. No.
How is it combined? What's a what? It's a 101 minute video. Oh my god. It's not a short, it's a video. Trust, it's longer than a minute. can a YouTube video go over a minute, a short?
No. Like, I mean, it might be a fine.
One minute and like 1 millisecond?
I'll search it.
Falling out in a drought.
How long can a YouTube short
last? You thought you just say the most random thing.
60 seconds only.
Only? Exactly. I feel like that's what they want here.
Me now talking. Wait, person.
Okay. Okey-doke. Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna open YouTube. And the first YouTube short we see, we have to, like, say our thoughts on it.
Me understand.
Okay. Just the first YouTube short. You're gonna click the shorts thing?
Me. Push button.
This is, like... Okay, I'm gonna click the shorts. Let's see it.
Me scroll down.
Don't scroll down. Just click the shorts on the left.
Me understand. Lucas?
Yeah?
Was Carter just being naughty there?
I have no idea. Were you there?
What? No. I just took a piss. Which I learned a life lesson. Always go to the washroom before you start a podcast. Especially if you're by yourself.
This kid was
pretty much what me and Carter were doing. We opened YouTube and we were gonna, share our thoughts on the
first. Stop talking to me. I'm taking a piss.
We're sharing our thoughts on the first YouTube short that pops up.
Pardon me?
Huh?
Huh?
Okay, mine was called The Power of a $250 Haircut.
That's a solid video. That's
Carter
not
a good Rick and Morty.
No, I know. I'm doing it. I don't trust Carter.
I just clicked shorts and that's what came up.
All right. Well, okay. This is my page. I had the Fortnite's most unluckiest player by a Rishi Hub.
Rishi Hub.
It's actually solid.
My first ones is earbuds with a screen, ?
Solid. This blood dies to storm
stuff. And also, haircuts for some reason?
Penny limbs! Oh, that's crazy.
What?
Oh my god! Dang.
I have no clue what you're talking about at all.
Ooh.
Just randomly you're saying, like, ooh, ah, oh.
What place second in every single game?
In?
Could you hear my audio? Like, from my computer?
No.
Okay. Is there echo?
No.
I don't know whether like we should be talking about this considering it's on the podcast, but like I have an idea for the name.
What?
Do Skittles give you cancer? After this stupid YouTube shorts kid randomly said,
"Let's search that up."
Hold on.
Do Skittles
give you cancer?
Okay.
Do Skittles give you cancer? Skittles cause cancer.
Do Skittles cause
cancer?
Please
tell me I'm not dumb.
Are Skittles safe to eat? Are Skittles harmful? There's no evidence.
Yeah, I'm searching you on YouTube.
Also associated with cancer, Carter.
Jesus.
Poison.
Wait, what? Okay, the first thing that comes up is Skittles lawsuit. What chemical do the candy and sunscreen have in common?
What? Skittles and sunscreen, bro. I'll be eating.
Okay, and there's a YouTube short that says, "Can eating Skittles cause cancer?" In brackets, lawsuit. I'm gonna click it.
I'm not joking. I have an extra one. So I got this. I had a white hot chocolate that. So I really like white hot chocolate from Starbucks, but I barely get it. So my mom got out and got me some white hot chocolate, mm-hmm. And not joking. It tastes like sunscreen. I'm gonna make it for you. I'm making it for you, Carter.
Right now?
No, not right now.
Aww.
But I will. Actually, better. Bring this.
Okay.
I'm going to check up some stuff.
This says, titanium dioxide is used to help produce the bright colors of the candy, but has genotoxic concerns.
Genotoxic concerns?
Yeah, so give you cancer.
All right. You're about to hear some exclusive sync turning on content. That's some good sync right there.
You have that motion sensitive sync?
Yeah,
you have motion sensitive sync?
Tell us in the comments.
I'm telling you, bro. I'm special.
There's comments on this.
Well, I'm not special like Carter. He's special
to
me.
This kid's special Ed.
For real, skimmity toilet.
He doesn't know that I'm about to say this. But Goofball One's dumb.
Oh!
This guy failed.
I'm gonna tell him.
And the word was cat.
What's wrong? Say that again.
This guy failed his spelling test when the word was cat.
Alright, Dad.
I have some milk hot chocolate.
I say nothing.
I'm scared. But
you'll just have to rewatch the video after.
I have white hot chocolate that turns blue.
What?
And I'm not joking.
You said this one tastes like sunscreen.
What? Yeah, dude, you're getting
the... Oh, yeah, the blue white.
They have five liters, you know, hot chocolate, though?
Yeah.
All right.
Come on, oven.
My oven's up. I'm getting some exclusive... It's not an oven, it's a stove.
Same thing.
The oven is the one that you put chicken McNuggets into.
Oh, that's all I eat.
Yeah, you fatty.
I'm not... Carter just did some naughty stuff. Carter's a naughty boy. If you can turn on the oven, I'll give you nothing.
Okay, you're gonna want to turn that off. Gas is leaking.
What?
You can smell gas.
No, that's how.
No, that's just great.
Oh,
I love it when gas leaks from my stove.
We did it.
And gas leaks from my stove. These cookies were banger, by the way.
Is that Lucas?
No.
Definitely not the kettle.
Who has an electric kettle here? I want an electric kettle. Carter has an electric kettle. He's like that.
So do I.
You do, bro? I'm so sad. I want an electric oven. Like, I hate turning on the oven and just having
the oven. The stove.
The stove, okay.
Same thing, though.
Not the same thing.
It's not that big of a difference.
You put 4-piece chicken McNuggets into the oven.
Oh, yeah. But I prefer an 8-piece.
Personally, I'm a 20-piece kid.
If I go to McDonald's, which is very, very rare,
I get a 20-piece.
Yo, Lucas, if you guess the number correctly, you'll save Blake from getting slapped with a thing of hot chocolate.
Ooh,
it's between 1 and 100 billion.
I'm gonna say 98.1956.
No.
4 to 2 billion.
He actually got it right. Hmm? He actually got it right. Yeah, it's Chad. You're getting slapped.
What? Yeah. I mean, that's not right. He's not right, right? He got it right. Ow. He's so
Chad. You got it right, right? He got it right.
I missed. Come here, boy.
Okay.
Okay, what?
I want to ask you guys a question. Okay. You know that, like, really fancy symbol that just means and?
Yeah.
Wait,
I know that.
Again? Say that again?
The symbol
so
really
that
fancy
really
means and.
Oh, yeah.
And if you actually symbol. Write that.
Do you?
Like, I cannot remember it. I cannot. Oh,
it's
wait,
like
can
a
try.
Line. It's a line, practically a fancy three, and then another line at the bottom.
Every time
that's
I, like, try.
Your computer. And the sense.
Every time I try to do it, it makes me... I, like, write a handwriting L. I don't know why.
What?
Handwriting L goes, like, up and
handwriting
down.
Handwriting uppercase L.
Squiggle, squiggle, a, squiggle, a, squiggle, a, squiggle, squiggle, a, squiggle, a, squiggle, a.
Uppercase L in handwriting is actually so nice.
What's L?
Uppercase L. It looks super
pumpkin cool. Pumpkin pie is L.
You're L.
Pumpkin pie is overrated.
Pie is
pumpkin pie is hella overrated.
Shadow's hella purple.
Alright, Lucas, it's just you and me. This kid's fired.
Oh,
you're not. Lucas, you got a raise.
No!
You got a raise if you're
money. Carter, you owe me $5. That's how much your raise is going to
$5.
No, you both have a salary of $0.
He's holding us hostage.
And now, Carter, you lost $5.
We're being forced to speak.
Yeah.
We have no freedom of speech.
No, I just trapped them here.
Yeah.
I trapped them in my basement.
The boiler room specifically.
Yeah. Boiler room was crazy.
All right.
You get
so
this
right
hot chocolate.
Here is your hot chocolate.
You're holding the blue one. Let me give it to me.
No, I'm not.
Bro, it's delicious. It's actually delicious.
I'm
Amy. Look at
it. Whipped cream.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna waste whipped cream on one. I'm not joking.
Oh my god, bro.
I'm not joking. It's not worth it. See, I was white first. Look how it's white, but you have to stir yours.
You smell disgusting.
It smells like sunscreen, doesn't it?
This smells terrible.
No, that's not
in formula.
This is what they put in Skittles. Blue hot chocolate.
Because Skittles gives you sugar, apparently.
Alright, let's just... I'm concerned. Why does this smell like that warm milk that you drank when you were like 3?
I don't want to.
Dad,
no,
you
water.
Water?
No, I don't.
Have you guys ever had steamed milk?
No.
Like vanilla steamed milk? So
no,
good.
Have you?
Yeah, I have it all the time.
Why does this look like a freaking blue
milk
mixed with some milk?
Alright, Carter's about to drink
some
milk. Alright,
got you.
Hey.
That one smells actually not that good.
Yeah.
Who's it gonna be better? Alright, Blake's drinking his, the regular one.
It's not top tier. Like me and Lucas have made some top tier, but it's not bad.
No,
Lucas,
drink some,
you can throw it out.
I'm gonna drink some SPF 40.
Sunscreen? No, you like it?
Hot water.
Hot water? You didn't mix enough?
I did, yeah. Nothing at the bottom. There's a little bit of it. It's just straight hot water.
Too much water, actually, yeah. I got too much water in mine. No sunscreen, though?
I know how to fix it. Pass me your cup. No, we're getting a third cup. Hold.
Hmm? What's that? What's doing some magician
I'm
stuff
making
right
a concoction.
Okay. So. Are you mixing both of them?
Yes.
What color will it turn? Brown hot chocolate and blue hot chocolate mix?
Okay.
Sunscreen?
Apparently, it's also, it's not just Skittles, it's Sour Patch Kids, too.
Okay, you cannot trust that
It's a nice looking color.
Honestly. You cannot trust that company, bro. Just
take a swig of some FPS 43 or whatever the hell it is.
FPS?
It's milk hot chocolate mixed with white hot chocolate that tastes like sunscreen.
It's actually really good.
Feels drink good? It. No, you're lying. How much is he going to have to drink to make me think that would be good? I don't believe him.
If I drink this whole thing, you have to mix a little bit of those.
No.
You idiot.
I'm not mixing them.
Being dead serious, this girl. I need to win this.
Okay.
There's a pie in the fridge?
Oh, yeah, from last night, my mom made it.
Where's your chocolate from?
Oh, okay, yeah. My fridge, though.
Fridge check.
Okay, I got the whipped cream.
I'm fancy, and I know it.
He's fancy.
What?
I was going to put this in first. What the hell are you doing? Get that away.
It's hissing. The whipped cream's hissing at me.
It's aggressive.
It's aggressive whipped cream. You want some pickles?
The whipped cream is so aggressive.
Not really. I mean, Luke is picking up between 1 and 3. You get it right. I'm putting pickles in my hot chocolate.
Wait, I'll think
one.
Of one. Correct. We're putting pickles.
Yay!
Correct or whatever
that is. Yeah, of course I would. I'd love to see pickles in your hot chocolate.
Pickle juice?
Pickles
in hot chocolate is amazing.
This is just make the worst concoction you can.
Alright, let's just put this Hershey's chocolate syrup in really quick.
Wait, I have some maple syrup if you want.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, 100% pure Canadian maple syrup.
How much do I get if I drink this thing?
With maple syrup?
Yeah. And the pickle.
Nothing. No pickle. I think you should have maple syrup, bro.
I love the pickle, though.
All right, swig of maple syrups in.
You have not always do a pickle before.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said it.
I have some pickle juice in here. It's probably going to be idiot.
What are you doing? Carter's actually...
All right, we're lacing the drink.
Okay, there's two types of hot chocolate. One that tastes like sunscreen, Lucas. We got pickle juice and maple syrup. And Carter's drinking the whole thing for $1.
Okay, let's see this.
Oh, that doesn't smell terrible. I'm being hit, you smell it. It ain't bad.
It just tastes like the blue, it smells like the blue hot chocolate that I gave you.
Alright. I'm either gonna puke or I'm gonna enjoy it.
Do it over the sink.
Probably gonna.
Do it over the sink.
Okay.
He's just thinking, he's contemplating life.
It changed nothing.
Lucas,
yeah?
When are you going to do the stuff I asked you?
Later.
After dinner, as soon as we're done dinner.
Yeah. There's a pickle juice.
He got the pickle juice.
Oh my god.
There's the pickle juice.
And it was kind of thick because of the...
There's a pickle seed in there.
I'm getting it.
I drank.
Yeah, I should have.
All right. Now time to make dumb croissant.
Oh, hell no. Our food time's over.
Okay.
Okay. Yep.
Mine's not, though. Let's have a wafer.
Damn. Wafers are out. Okay. Have you tried the lemon wafers?
The what?
Lemon wafers.
Yeah.
Wafers are actually crazy. I had... But yeah, go ahead. I had cookies and cream wafers, bro.
Oh, those were so good.
Those were actually insane, but I barely got any since I ate them all at home. All right. Okay, how many blankets do you have on your bed at a time?
One.
Just one blanket.
1 to 2. Depends on how I'm feeling.
1 to 2. That's weak. Like, that's weak. I have 4 to 3, I think, on my bed at a time when I go to bed. What about you, Karchak?
I need to sleep with socks.
0? And I have socks. Don't forget those.
You're dumb.
And if you sleep with socks on, you have over 8,000 IQ. Like, you're genuinely
you.
Genius.
If your name's Blake and you sleep with socks on, you're an idiot.
Hey,
no one loves.
Socks are actually good. This blood wanted to make a law
Luke also wanted to make a law to make ban sleeping with socks on. That's not gonna stop me though. How would you gonna storm my bed and randomly check in the middle of the night if I'm wearing socks?
Everyone show cameras.
We'll take one of his socks.
That's evil. One sock. Which is why when I go out shopping and to buy socks, I always buy the free packs.
What? There's such thing?
Oh, someone just downloaded and give me your sock.
What?
Huh?
What? Okay. I'm not giving them. No, this is if you buy a free pack, so if you lose one, you still have two. Yeah.
No.
That's genius. And it's really close, like $2 extra.
Croissant number two, I'm going.
Okay. Don't eat them all. I have them on lunch.
Time to eat them all. Ham and cheese croissant.
Honest. Croissants are underrated.
Croissants are crazy.
Because, okay, like, have you ever had, like a croissant that's just not, out of, like, from the grocery store? Like, where you actually, like a Pillsbury croissant? A Pillsbury Doughboy croissant, bro?
No.
They're actually buzzing.
Cinnamon buns are crazy.
Cinnamon buns are crazy. Do you have icing or no icing?
It's my icing always. If you have no icing, you're clinically insane.
Do you put icing or cream cheese?
Icing, always.
Icing, yeah. I mean,
cream cheese icing's good, but not just
straight. I like cream cheese icing. Yeah, that's what I mean. Cream cheese icing.
It's good, but I'd rather.
I don't like cream cheese icing. It's honestly bad.
I actually have a drink.
I'm thirsty. Give me my chocolate sauce back. You're drinking chocolate sauce?
Yeah, he stole my chocolate sauce from my fridge. I've given him too much power so he'll look at my since he looked in my fridge.
Can I have the strawberry sauce instead?
No.
How about the caramel?
You're having none
of them. Oh.
You can have pickle juice.
Your mic can have some water.
Oh, I'll get some pickle juice.
It's the craziest thing ever. Lucas drinks straight pickle juice.
I do as well.
It's good.
What is wrong with you two?
It's delicious.
Next, you're gonna tell me you like ants on a log.
What would you do if
my sister likes ants on a log?
Yeah, then I actually murder you.
My sister likes ants on a log.
I used to eat ants on the log when I was really young.
I'm gonna go pack
my
things.
Yeah, so did my sister. Cause that my nan and papa's.
Yeah, I've never had it.
Ants on a log is L. And I used to have to eat it all the time when I was younger.
It used to be good when you were young. But...
Yeah.
You know what else used to be good when you were young?
Porridge used to be good when you were young.
No, it never was.
No, I always had to eat green apple cinnamon porridge at every.
Oh, I love green apple cinnamon porridge. I have it every. Sometimes in the morning.
I would eat apple cinnamon porridge, and my dad would always make it.
Cinnamon and mint.
Did you have the dino egg ones?
What? No.
So, okay, pretty much. These were.
The dino
incredible. Egg. So. It was porridge, but at the start, when you poured it into the bowl, there was these eggs,
mm-hmm.
and then you put it in the microwave, and you bring it out, and there's little dinosaurs that were really sweet. They were like sugar dinosaurs.
That's so lucky, bro!
Those are so good.
My childhood sucks.
You did not miss out on my porridge. I don't like porridge anymore, bro.
I never liked
porridge. I like porridge. I have it in the morning sometimes. It's good if you add like three chocolate chips.
You add chocolate chips? See, that's probably why I don't like porridge. I never added anything. You hate porridge and marshmallows.
Oh, that would be pretty good.
Breaking news. T-minus 1 minute until power shutdown.
That is very true. We have 1 minute left of the first ever podcast from the Poutine Pioneers.
I just like to say one thing.
Yeah. What's your closing statement?
My closing statement, personally, I believe this. Oh, I have two. Number one, I believe the Skittles do give cancer because I believe my sources. And number
of course you do.
Number two.
He believes YouTube shorts.
Number two. Stay poutine. Enjoy poutine. Live love poutine.
Okay, that's a big cap since love poutine is a bit far. But we are the pioneer. We are the poutine pioneers. I'm Blake.
No, you're not.
We and Lucas and Carter and goodbye.
We're signing off.